Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And we're going to start from four lines from the bottom where it says Ketzad Takanosan. Since this is in the middle of a sugya, we have to go back to the origins, which is the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Amid Aleph. If you turn back to Kuf Yud Amid Aleph just for a short moment, going to the fourth line of the Mishnah, it says Ketana V'Chareshes. You have a person who was married to a ketana and to chareshes, and that person passed away. So both the ketana and chareshes now fall liyibum. Neither of them was married min ha-toyra. They were both married midrabanan. So therefore, the yibum chiyav that we're talking about it is a derabanan dika chiyav. So normally, as you know, when you have multiple ladies falling liyibum, you only have to do one yibam or one chalitza with one, and that patters everyone else. Our Mishnah, however, tells us that here, ein bias achas mehen peteris tzarasa. The bia of one of them doesn't patter the tzara. And the question
Eric,
is...
can you send Bill Braun the link? He said he didn't have it.
You talking to me? You talking to Barry?
No, to Barry, yes.
Just email me quickly his...
All right, I'll do it. I'll see you,
buddy. Okay. No, I don't have his email.
Brother Shai, you're able to take care of that?
Yes.
Okay, yes, Shekoyach. So now you have two Yevamais. One is a Chareshes, one is a Ketana. One thing is certain, you cannot perform Chalitza with either one. Why can you not perform Chalitza with either one? That was a Mishnah back on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says that hacheresh shenechlatz v'achareshes shecholtza chalitzos epsula, as well as ketana shecholtza also chalitzos epsula. In fact, in the Gemara we had a machloikis legabe ketana. There was one man diyama that held that you can go and perform a chalitza with a ketana, but our Mishnah continues the same way as the Mishnah of Kuf Dalid, that by when it comes to a ketana as well as a chareshes chalitzos epsula. So therefore, you can't do chalitza to these two ladies. So let's do a bia with one of them. Says the Mishnah, ein bia achas, bias achas men peteres terosa, one bia cannot help for the other. The question is, why not? So there's a brief Rashi here in the Mishnah, back on Kuf Yud Omed Aleph. If you look at the Rashi, Ketana v'chareshes, says Rashi, liyodinan b'hai nichole. I don't know...
Bill just joined us, so he...
Bill, welcome aboard. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Aleph. We're focusing on the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Omed Aleph. And specifically the last Rashi on the Mishnah, where the Rashi says, Ketana v'chareshes lo yadinan b'hai nichole. We don't know which of the two did the late husband prefer. Did he prefer having the ketana or the chareshes? Bearing in mind that each one of them has, if you will, some sort of defect, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. V'hai chashiva ishtoi tvei, and which one was the better or the more preferable wife. It's a very interesting svara that our Gemara is introducing. We've never had this concept before. Bottom line is, if they're wives, they're wives. If they're not, they're not. They fall the yibam and they fall the chalitza, no matter how much the original husband, the late husband, preferred one over the other. That really didn't make a difference. But our Gemara says it does. If you turn now to Kuf Yud Amud Beis, looking at the second wide line down below, again the Gemara chazes over this, what we've just been discussing. Look at the middle of the line. D'lo yadinan ibektana nichale. The original husband, the one that passed away, did he prefer the ketana? Ibacharashis nichale. Or did he prefer the charashis? What would be the svara one over the other? Ibiktana nichale ti asio lechal deya. Did he prefer the ketana because it's true? Now she's only 8 or 10 or 11 years old. But over time, Amir Hashem, this flaw will be cured. She's going to become bas mitzvah and a gdoila. She'll get maturity, she'll get intelligence, and it's going to be a wonderful marriage. So therefore, the mess, the one that passed away, preferred having the ketana. On the other hand, says Gemara, why number one digdoilehi? presumably she is more or less in his age bracket. She's a gdoyla. Ubas bia here, and therefore she's a total normal bas bia. We don't have to start kvetching that she's over 3 years old. She's a regular, normal married wife, except for the fact that she's a chareshes. But she's also a gdoyla, a bas bia. And so therefore the Gemara says, I don't know which the mess preferred one over the other. And therefore, I don't know whether the bia of the chareshes will pater the ktana, or whether the bia of the ktana will pater the chareshes. And that's why Amisha says, neither bia will do the trick. On the other hand, you obviously can't do a bia on each one of them, because that would be boina shtei batim. You can only be boina bayis echad or marachmona v'lo shnei batim. So therefore we have a quandary, what are we going to do? And that's the Gemara's kasha, keitzah takanasa. If you look at the Rashi, keitzah takanasa, about seven lines before the wide lines, keitzah takanasa, diktana v'choreshes, what are we going to do about these two ladies? Hoyil v'eino achas poiteris tzura. So we just said in the Mishnah that the bia of one is not going to pater the other, as well as v'choreshes la bas chalitzahi, we know choreshes you can't give chalitza to, the nefuk travaya b'chalitza, to go and say, oh, we'll do a chalitza, we'll pater both, because we have the Mishnah back on Daf Kuv Dalet that says that a choreshes is not a bas chalitza. V'im yavum la b'chalitza ktana, oh, maybe we should have bia for the choreshes, that bia won't pater the ktana, but let's now do chalitza with the ktana. Kishetagdil, when the ktana will get older. We can't do a chalitza now in the ktana, because the Mishnah in Kuv Dalet says, just like you can't do a chalitza with a chareshes, you can't do a chalitza with a ktana. If that's the case, let's just wait until the ktana gets older, but then mifsala kamaisa alei, the komle below yivne. What's going to happen is, if and when the ktana is going to become, not if, but when, the ktana is going to become a full-fledged gedoyla, and therefore her chalitza will work, that chalitza will then go and reject the bia that was performed by the baal, by the yovam, on the chareshes. The bia of the chareshes loydach yezika. The bia of the chareshes was only a drabonon dik bia, because after all she just a chareshes, and therefore that doesn't do away with the zika vis-a-vis the ktana when the ktana gets older. The name in achorei klum. After all, when the ktana becomes a gdoila, the zika that was there before has not been totally resolved because of the fact that the bia of the chareshes was only a drabonon, and now the ktana has become a gdoila, and therefore we still have that zika. So what do we do? So we have now Amar Rav Chisda Amar Rav. And this Rav Chisda Amar Rav is going
to... Can you repeat, where are we, please? Because where are we?
We are on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, 110b, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Rav. That's the second half of the line, four lines from the bottom.
Okay. Can you remind us why the B.S. Chareshes doesn't work? Because she was Kanuya after she was... Was it a
Kedushin
because it was...
A chareshes cannot perform bia or chalitza. Well, let's start back. Can't perform chalitza, that's the Mishnah Daf Kuf Dalet. The reason why she can't perform chalitza is because the Gemara says, because she cannot speak. Are you going to tell me kriya ain't a ma'akiv? That's the famous rule, kol roi lebila ain't bila ma'akiv, because she ain't a roi lebila, bila ma'akiv. And therefore, since she cannot speak, she cannot do any... And the same thing applies to Ektana, we're assuming also she cannot speak. They have labanei kriya nina, and that's why it's no good. There's another reason, because of labanei deya nina, but the Gemara talks about that back on Kuf Dalet, Mitzvah Hashem, another time. Getting back to our Gemara, so let's go and do a bia on the chareshes. If chareshes was the only one falling liyibam, no problem. Do a bia, and you're done. Our Mishnah said that the problem is, why is one bia of the chareshes not moitzi the ktana, like in a normal situation where one yevama through a bia is moitzi the other? Said our Gemara, said Rashi in the Omer Aleph, says our Gemara over here, because I don't know which one the husband preferred. Did he prefer the ktana because she's going to be bar leklal deya, or did he prefer the chareshes because it's more or less his age. The gedoylehi ubas biyahi. So therefore, he has a preference for her. Since I don't know which one is the more preferable wife, the more choshiva wife vis-a-vis this individual, that's why the bia of one won't help for the other. Now, this svara, of course, is a difficult svara to understand, because until now we've never distinguished, when we're talking about yevomois that have fallen liyibam, between which one is the better wife and the worse wife, which one he preferred, which one he did not prefer. I mean, once you start talking about svaras of that nature, maybe one was more attractive, maybe one was less attractive. One of them was a greater tzedekis, the other was a lesser tzedekis. So these are somewhat difficult svaras. So instead, Rav Chisda Amarav is going to come up with a brand new svara, which is more al pi halacha, if you will. And what is that? He's going to go and tell us that although both of them have a kinyan derabonan when they were married to their husbands, but the two kinyanim were different in terms of quality, and therefore you cannot use the bia of one to go and pater the chiv of the other. Each one of them had a different set of gidre kinyan. What does that mean? So as we'll see in a moment, Rav Chizda is going to define and say that a chareshes is kinuya umishuyeres, and a ketana kinuya ve'ena kinuya. Maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. First, let's learn the Gemara. Om Rav Chizda, Om Rav. What do you do to take care of this ketana ve'chareshes? They shouldn't stay in limbo forever. After all, we want them to be able to marry someone, either the Yavam or someone Bashuk. And you're telling me neither can do a chareshes, neither can do a chalitza, and you're telling me that the bia of one of them won't pater the other, and I cannot do bia on both of them because of the isser of shnei batim by isechad le shnei batim. So what do I do? So Omer of Chizda Omer Rav, koines hachareshes, let him go and marry the chareshes. There's no problem with marrying the chareshes. The only problem we said in the Mishnah is that will not pater the ktana. And after he marries the chareshes, umaytzi a beget. He doesn't have to go and give her a get immediately, but he's going to have to give her a get eventually for purposes of this takana. When will he have to give her a get? Uktana tamtena chetagdu v'tachlitz. We're going to wait until the ktana becomes a gedoyla, and she'll give a chalitza at that time. Now, under normal circumstances, the chalitza of the ktana would help for both, because after all, the chalitza of the ktana is she's when she becomes a gdoila, I have a wonderful chalitza. But the only problem is, says Rashi, when that happens, he can no longer stay with the chareshes. Why can't he stay with the chareshes? Because the chareshes is going to be now the achois gerushosoi. Back at our Mishnah, you'll recall, we were talking about shtei isoimis. We're not talking about achois. Sorry. Take that away. Not because of shtei achoyes. The problem over here is explained Rashi, because we're going to have a problem. The kumblei beloy yivne. Since we have the halacha that kivin shulei bona shuvle yivne, as soon as he gives a chalitza to the ktana, then he won't be able to stay with the chareshes any longer. Under normal circumstances, this would not be an issue once he did yibam with the first one, even if he does harisha with the second one, because the zika has already been resolved by the fact that the person was miyabim, the first wife. However, since the first wife's kinyan to the original husband was not a full kinyan, it was only, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, a kinyan which was mishuyar, a partial kinyan, because it's only a chareshes, it's only a drabanan. When afterwards, when the bas haktana becomes now a gedoyla, and now there's a chalitza, that chalitza will push aside the chareshes. Why will it push aside? Because of the fact that kimin shalei bona shuv lo yivne. I have a kimin shalei bona because he gave a chalitza to the ketana who's now become a gedoyla, which is a full-fledged so he cannot stay married to the chareshes, and that's when umaytzia beget, he'll have to go and give her a get. Oh, so therefore we have an eitzah. What do we do with these two women? Initially he'll marry the chareshes, he'll wait until the ktana becomes a gdoila, give a chalitza then, and at the same time he'll give a get to the chareshes, and now each one of them will be muteris l'shuk to go and marry whoever they want. Omer Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, after he said this halach in the name of Rav, said, Shema mino kosova Rav, I see that Rav holds chareshes kenuya umishu yeres, kitana kenuya ve'ena kenuya. What does Rav Chisda mean with this? Rav Chisda means to say, Rashi explains, that if the kinyan of both the ketana and the chareshes would be exactly the same geder kinyan, then there's no reason why the bia of one wouldn't go and patter the chiyav yibam on the other. Because Rav Chisda, in repeating the halacha in the name of Rav, is no longer going with the svara that we gave before, that one wife may be a preferred wife over the other. We're now talking now not about agoda and svaris, now we're talking about halacha, gidre kinyan. And therefore, Rav Chisda says that according to Rav, if the geder of kinyan of both the chareshes and the ketana would be the same midrabanon, then the bia of one would pater the other, just like a normal case of yibam. But the problem over here is they each one have a separate type of kinyan, and therefore, even though neither kinyan is a diaraisa, full-fledged kinyan, but they're two different types. Since you have two different types, that's the reason why bia achas doesn't pater the other. Now, in which way are they different? Says the Gemara, Rav holds that chareshes kinuya umishuyeres. The kinyan of a chareshes is a good kinyan, but it's not 100% kinyan because it's a kinyan derabanan. And so therefore it's, if you will, a half a kinyan. It's a full half a kinyan. That kinyan is done, but it's only a partial kinyan, mishuyeres. A ketan, on the other hand, is a kinuya ve'ena kinuya, which Rashi says means that I have a suffix. Either she's kinuya totally, or maybe she's not konui at all. Zero. And therefore, in the case of the chareshes, you should go marry the chareshes, and that is, we talk about that the yovam is going to go and marry her. No problem with that, because there is a partial zika. There was a partial kinyan. We took care of that. Then he's going to go and marry eventually the gedoyla, not marry the gedoyla. When the ketana becomes a gedoyla, he cannot go and do yibam at that time, because by his echad amar rachmana b'lei shnei batim, and he's already married partially to the chareshes. So what should he do? He's going to go and give now chalitza to the ketana. Aye, but once he gives chalitza to the ketana, then he won't be able to continue living with the chareshes. Why? Because of kimin shalei bana, Shuvlo Yivne. So at that time he's going to go and give a get. So now Rav Chisda continues saying, maybe the svar that I just gave is correct, but in reverse. Who said that the chareshes is knuya umishuyeres and the ketan is knuya ve'ena knuya? Maybe the isol kedaitach chareshes knuya ve'ena knuya and ketana knuya mishuyeres. Oh, maybe it's the other way around, and that's why the bia of one doesn't help for the B of the other, then I'm chareshes and my koinis and my tzia beget. Then why does Rav say, I have an eitza, go and be koinis, the chareshes, and then after that, send her away, beget, onto the top of Kufir Aleph, Amit Aleph, Tezev Gabei Mimanav Shach. Why don't we go and say, let him go and be meyabim the chareshes, and keep the chareshes. He doesn't have to be my tzia beget, because of Manav Shach. Remember, now we're suggesting the other way around, that the chareshes is kenuya ve'ena kenuya, which means a suffix whether she's konuy or not. If I hold that it is a real good kinyan, that means that the original mess had a full kinyan together with the chareshes. And therefore, when the yavam now does yivam, he also did a full yivam to remove the zika. And if you're telling me that she was not koni, because that's the suffix when we're talking about the chareshes, ilav kenuyehi han nachas baalmi. If she was never married to the first husband, so then when he does yibam, then the yavam does yibam, he's not doing yibam. He's just a plain individual who's marrying a plain lady, because she was never koni in the first place to the first husband. And therefore, since Rav said that you have to go and give a get, is the charaya that the chareshes is not kenuya the ena kenuya, rather it's the ketana that's kenuya the ena kenuya. Now you're going to say, says Rav Chisda v'chiteima, maybe you're going to go and say just the reverse, that ketana amai tamtena shetaglo betachleit, Tesev Gabe. So Ibazai, if you're telling me that Rav holds, like we said initially, that the Chareshes is the one that has the Kinyan Mishuyeres, the partial Kinyan, and when it comes to the Ktana, that's the one that's the Shaila of Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, so Ibazai, let's go and ask the same Kasha that we just posed on the Svara, that it might be that the Chareshes is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, let's go and ask the same Kasha vis-a-vis the Ktana. And that is, V'chitema, Ketana Amai Tamten, Achetagdu B'tachloit. Why are we saying by the Ketana? Let's wait until she becomes a Gedoyil and then give a Chalitza. Tesev Gabei, let her also go and have a Yibam together with the Yovam. And stay with him. And again, use the same Svara. Ikenuyahi, if the original Kenyan of this Ketana with her original husband was a full-fledged Kenyan, Midrabanan, but it's a full-fledged Kenyan, Akinoyi. It's not good. So let her stay together with the Yavam. Because although her marriage was a marriage only of Dirabanan, but it was a full-fledged Kenyi. And so therefore the Yibam in turn will be a full-fledged Yibam. So let her go and get, have Yibam Bia from her Yavam, and stay with the husband. Ilav Kenuyahi, if you're going to tell me she was never married to the first husband, then she's just a Nachris. And if that's the case, why did Rav say that the Takana is? Let the Chareshes go and get married together with the Yavam. We'll give her a get and we'll wait for the Ktana. Tamten Shetagdu V'Tachloitz. Why don't we say the reverse? Let him go and be Koinus as a Ktana. And let the Ktana stay there. Because Memanavshach Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya. If she's Kenuya, it was a good Yibam. And if she, and not, if she was Ena Kenuya, then Nochas Ba'alma. Says Imon, you're right. The only problem is in Kain Chareshes Ba'metefik. What are we going to do vis-a-vis the Chareshes? Because by the case that the Eitzah that Rav gave works nicely, because vis-a-vis the Ketana, we can wait until she becomes of age, and then she can do Chalitza. The Chareshes will never get of age to be able to do a Chalitza. So therefore, vis-a-vis the Chareshes, we can never do a Chalitza either now or later, because she's not a Bas Kriya. So you're going to go and tell me, okay, let the Chareshes also have Bia. You can't have a Bia both with the Chareshes and with the Ktana, because on the Tzad that the Ktana is a Knuyahi, so then if you're going to allow for a Bia on the Chareshes, it'll be a problem of Shnei Batim, Bayis Echad, Omrachmana, Balei Shnei Batim. And therefore, bottom line is, says Rav Chisda, I have a Raya that Rav is right, that the two of them are different types of Kinyan Midrabanan. The Chareshes is a Kinyan Mishuyar, and by the Ketana is Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya. Rav Sheshes, Hachanami Mistavra, I'll bring you a Raya, Kidikomitaris of Chizali B'Darav. What's the Raya? From a Braisa, the Sanya. Shnei Achim Nisum, Shnei Achoyois, Yesoimois, Ketana Ve'Chareshes. He had two brothers who married to two sisters. One of them was a Ketana, therefore she was a Yesoy Mektana, married off by the mother. One of them was a Chareshes. Rashi points out, a little bit later, that for the Chareshes we don't need the Yesoyma. She can even be of age. She can even be 25, 30 years old, or whatever their age is. So the reason why we use the term Yesoyma is vis-a-vis the Ketana, to indicate that the Ketana's marriage was a Drabonandika made by the mother or the older brother, but the Chareshes is Chareshes, so it makes no difference whether, see, the word Yesoima is to give the idea that we're talking about mother or brother. By Chareshes, she can go and get married whenever she gets married, whenever the husband marries her. So now you have two brothers married to two sisters, one is a Ketana, one is a Chareshes. What do we do now? One of the brother passed away, and now the Achois that is fooling the Yibam is of course an achois ishtoi to the second brother that survives, who's married to the second sister. But in both cases, both the Ketana and the Chareshes, of course, the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, each one was totally dirabban. So Zokti Yumara, what do we do now? Meis Bala Shoktan. Let's assume that the husband of the Ketana passed away. And the Ketana now falls liyibam to whom? To the Baal HaChareshes. Now, in the normal circumstances, there would not be any Zika at all. Why not? Because it's a chois ishtoi. However, says the Gemara, since we have two different kinyonim over here, the chareshes is only partially married, not 100% married, so therefore the ketana cannot say, well, I'm a chois ishtoi, because it's only an achois ishtoi b'miktsas, because the whole marriage to the chareshes is only a miktsas. Okay, so what happens now? So the ketana now comes on the scene, says the Gemara, the Baal of the Chareshes has to give a divorce to the Chareshes. Chareshes yoytze beget. Why does he have to give a divorce to the Chareshes? Because maybe the kinyan that the original husband did with the Ketana was a kinyan gomor. If it's a kinyan gomor, then the zika to the Baal of Chareshes is a zika gemura, a full-fledged zika. And therefore the Chareshes, to whom he is married, is now a choy ziku kasai. And therefore he cannot continue living with her because of the iser of a choyzuku kosei. So Chareshes yoytze beget, he has to go and give her a get. What do we do with the ketana now? Ketana tam dena shetagla v'tachloit. He should wait for the ketana until she becomes a gdoila, and he should give her a chalitza at that time. Why don't you go and say he should go and marry the ketana after he gave a get to the Chareshes? Because to the extent that... I'm sorry? Yeah, about exactly, because since the two sisters are alive at the same time, even though he's given a get to one of them, that doesn't make any difference. The fact of the matter is he was married to the Chareshes. Now, admittedly, the kinyan to the Chareshes was not 100%. It was a kinyan meshuya, but he was married 50%. That's enough to create the achois ishtoi problem. So avada, he can't go and be miyabin the ketana. So you're going to go and tell me we'll give a chalitza right now the ketana. For the Mishnah Daf Kuf Dalet says you cannot give a ketana chalitza. So we're just going to wait until she becomes of age, and we'll give a chalitza at that time. So that's the first case of the braisa. The next case of the braisa is meiz balish al chareshes. What happens if the balish al chareshes passes away, and now the chareshes falls liyibim to the Baal haktana, the ketana yoytze beget, the ketana has to leave the scene with a get. Why does she have to leave the scene? Because the chareshes has a partial kinyan. What is that partial kinyan? The kinyan meshuyar, and therefore the husband can no longer stay with the ketana because the ketana is now the achoy ziku kosoy b'mitzas of the chareshes. As well as, it could very well be that the ketana, her kinyan is a neknuya bechlal. If ain't a knuya, she should be out of here. Why? Because ektana is konui knuya ve'ain a knuya. So bottom line is, ktana yoytze beget. V'chareshes asur li'oilam. He'll never be able to go and be miyabim the chareshes. Why can't he be miyabim the chareshes? Because vis-a-vis yibum, it could very well be that he was fully married to the ktana, because the ktana, remember, is knuya ve'ain a knuya. On the side that it's knuya, it's a full-fledged 100% kinyan. Nu oy bazoi. So then the chareshes will be achois ishtoi b'chayeho, as Brother Shai and Brother Barry said a minute ago. So you'll never be able to go and marry the chareshes. At the same time, you won't be able to go and give a chalitza to the chareshes, because chareshes is la bas chalitza. So it would seem that this chareshes is stuck. However, says the braisa, dimbo ala chareshes, what he's doing now is an isur. He should not be living with the chareshes, but he did. He did a yim with the chareshes. What happens then? Noisin loget, that beer with the chareshes was effective, because although it wasn't a kinyan min ha-toira, but it was a kinyan meshuya midrabanan. So therefore the kinyan, the beer was effective. It was an isur. What would be the isur of the achois isha isur? Unless you're talking about Rabbi Akiva, this the kiddushin would be toifis. Therefore, bala chareshes noisin laget. Now he's going to give her a get for hutra. Now she'll leave the scene because we won't have the zika anymore because he did a yibam. To the extent that there was a zika vis-a-vis the chareshes, that has been resolved. Even though he shouldn't have married her, he shouldn't have done the bia, but he did. Now he gives a get for hutra. Now she's mutra. And the Gemara explains in more detail why that works. And ketana kenuya ve'ina kenuya, like Rav Chizda has been explaining, Aliba de Rav says now, Rav Sheshes, I have a raya from this braisa to what Rav Chizda said. What's the reason why? Pshim hachi, That's why when he went and he was miyabim the chareshes, which again he should not have done, but he did. So he lived with the chareshes and he gives her a get and she's mutter. You know why that works? The amaz b'manav shach. What's b'manav shach? If the ketana to whom he was married, remember we're talking now in the second half of the ratio of this brisa, where it was the balash al chareshes that passed away. So the surviving brother is married to the ketana, and now the chareshes falls to that baal haktana, to the yavam. So iktana kenuyehi, if the yavam is married full-fledged to the ketana, hanafke mishemachois isha, then there's no way that he can be miyabim the chareshes, because the chareshes is a real achois ishtoi. His real ishtoi is ketana, who's kenuya 100%. So avada, she, the chareshes, will fall away. There won't be a zika. Ilav kenuya, if you're going to go and tell me, no, that the ketana was not kenuya whatsoever, because that's the second tzad, kenuya ve'ena kenuya, she was never married, then shapa miyabim. So then there's nothing wrong with the Baal Haktana being miyabing the chareshes, because there is no achois ishtoi. He was never married to the ketana. The ketana is just sitting there. Rashi says it's like a case of a mefuta, of a case of oinus of pitoi. So therefore, there's no din of ishtoi. So there's no problem in going and being miyabing the chareshes. And therefore, although lechatchila you're not supposed to do it because of the first tzad, then maybe it's a chois ishtoi, but he did it. If he would not have done anything, if you hold up the ketan is kenuya, he didn't need to make a yibam, because nafka mishem achois isha. But he did do a yibam. So, maman of shach, either the zika is off, because he never needed to do the yibam, because it was a chois ishtoi, or ilav kenuya, or if she was not, in fact, if the ketan was not kenuya, shapa miyam, then the yibam is great. And therefore, that's what we have to do now. We give her a get to Vahutra, and now she's totally mutter. The reason why she's totally mutter is because either there was no Zika in the first place, because the original Ketana was Knuya, no Zika, no Yibam was necessary. He did the Yibam. Now he gets a get, fine, we're done. And if there was no Kinyan in the first place with the Ketana, then the Chareshes is Yibam was a perfect Bia, perfect Yibam. And now she's going to go in, that resolves, takes care of the Zika, and now she'll get a get, and she can go on her way. Why does she need a get? Why can't she just stay there? Because since he's married to the Ketana, and if the Ketana, in fact, is Kenuya Legamri, he's not letting be married to two Achoyois, to the Ketana, and to the Chareshes. So then I understand how that Cheshbon works in the Braisa. But says now Rav Sheshes, Eliyamas, but if you're going to say the other way around, the Charesh is Kenuya Ve'ina Kenuya, and Ketana is Kenuya Mishiyeres. So let's think about that. Kibo al Chareshes, when he goes and he's Miyam the Chareshes, Amay Noisin Get V'Hutra, how do you say that all he needs to do now is give a get, and now she'll be Muteres? Havilei Bia Psula, the Bia that she engaged in with the Yavam was a Bia Psula. Why is it a Bia Psula? Because of the fact that he was already married to the Ketana, and the Ketana, we said, is Kenuya Umishuyeres. It's for sure a Kenyan. Not 100% Kenyan, only a 50% Kenyan, but that 50% Kenyan was a for sure thing. So now when he lives with the Chareshes, then he's Zichr, he's 100% being over the Isser of a Chois Ishtoi. It's only an Chois Ishtoi B'miktsas. Why is an achois ishtoi b'miktsas? Because the ketana is only married to the yavam b'miktsas 50%. But that 50% she's married. So how could he go and be miyavim now the chareshes? In fact, he's not allowed to. But even if he does go and he's miyavim the chareshes, that would be a bia psula. What means a bia psula? A bia that involves an iser. You recall earlier on in Perikram Gamliel, we had discussion about a chalitza psula and a bia psula. The word psula over here means it's inferior or deficient, but the inferiority is based on the fact that there's an isser involved. What's the isser involved? How was the yavam allowed to go and be miyavim the chareshes, since the ketana is knuya umushieres? There's a vadai kinyan there. And so therefore, the chareshes is a vadai achois isha. The way we explained it before, if it was the other way around, the way Rav Chisda explained to Rav, since it's very possible that the Ketana was not Kenuya at all, then the Yibam of the Chareshes was a perfect Yibam, because the Ketana was just a Mefuta. She wasn't married. It wasn't an Achois Ishtoi issue. And therefore, that's the reason why that Yibam worked. Like the Gemara said on the first wide line, Ilav Kenuya Shaper Miyabe. But now that we're saying the other way around, that vis-a-vis the Ketana, she's Kenuya Mishiyaris, that means she's 100% Konui, 50%. In other words, she's a Vadai Kenuya Legamri, but 50%. So, Ibazoi, then the Bia that the Yovam is doing with the Charesh is a Bia Psula. Will be a psula loy patra, that be a psula won't take away the zika. So what we're going to need is the choyra, not only a get, but also a chalitza. And since the brisa doesn't say anything about chalitza, it just says, give a get, v'hutra, is the choyra raya, says Rav Sheshes, that Rav Chizda's pshat in Rav is correct, that it's the chareshes that's mishuyar, kenuya mishiyares, and it's the ketana that's kenuya, the ena kenuya. Says the Gemara, no, you have no raya. It could be that it's the other way around, that it's the chareshes, that it's kenuya veina kenuya, and it's the ketana that's kenuya umishieres. And on mani of nechami, the omer be a psula poiteres me chalitza. You remember back in Perek Ram Gamliel, we had Ram Nechami that said, no, be a psula works even though it's an inferior bia that is partially osur, because over here you're talking about that the ketana loit this tzad, the way we're learning, if she is kenuya umeshuyeres, how can the yibam of the chareshes work? After all, she's a 50% achois ishtoi, and therefore it should be a bia psula. Kuntrim nechemi, a bia psula works. So bottom line is the Gemara wants to deflect the raya of Rav Sheshes and say, no, you could learn the reverse of what Rav Chizda was saying, and you could say that Ketana is the one that is Kenuya Umishuyeres, and it's the Chareshes who is Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya. Says Yimura, okay, for the Reisha, you're right. I don't have a clear-cut Raya. But Irem Nechemya, Eima Seifa, let's go to the Seifa of this Braisa. How does the Seifa of the Braisa, how is that different than the Reisha of the Braisa? The Reisha of the Braisa was talking about two brothers that married two sisters. One was a Ketana, one was a Chareshes. The Seif is talking about no sister, no Achois Ishtoi problem, but rather Mishal Yenosui Shtei Yesoi Mois, Ketana v'Chareshes, which, by the way, is the case that we had in the Mishnah yesterday on Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, which is what we started with today, that a person who was married to both a Ketana and a Chareshes, Umeis, and he passed away. And now the question is, what is the Yovam going to do? We already said in our Mishnah that L'choy, the Bia of one will not pater the other. So what does it say in the Braisa? Bo Yovam ala Ketana, v'chozu ubo ala Chareshes, oy shebo ochiv ala Chareshes, nesru shteyen olav. If he first went and lived with the Ketana, and then after that, either he or the other brother went and lived with the Chareshes, that's the second Yevama, then both of them are going to be osir on him. Now, Avada, one should not have made a second Bia on the Chareshes. The Mishnah just said yesterday, and what we're learning again today, that the Bia Shel Echa Mehen is not going to pater the Tzara. Okay, he did a Bia on the first one. There's no problem doing a Bia on the first one. We don't have an achoyos situation. There's no achoyos ishtoi. There are two women that fell liyibam. One yivam is a ketana, one is a chareshes. What do? You cannot do chalitza with either one because of the Mishnah Daf Kuf Daled that says that a chalitza with a ketana or with a chareshes doesn't work. You can do a bia with one of them, but we said in the Mishnah yesterday that the bia of one of them is not going to help for the other. The reason why it's not going to help for the other, we said according to Rav, is because the two kinyonim are a different geder. One is kenuya mishiyaris, the other kenuya ve'ena kenuya. So since it's not the same type, one cannot pater the other. But what did he do? So bo yom alakta, which so far is totally permissible. V'chazu u'bal l'chareshes, oy sheba'achem l'chareshes, or that the brother went and married the chareshes. Now, under normal circumstances, when you do a bia on one, you're not allowed to do a bia on the second one, either he or someone else, because bayis echad amrachmana v'lo yishnei batim, he can't be miyabim both. But here he did, or the brother did. So what happens now? Nesru shtei and olav, both of them become osir to him. And the Gemara is going to explain. Keitz etakan osim, what should we do to go and fix this up? Now the reason why both of them happen to be osir, Rashi explains that the truth of the matter is that the ketana should not become ne'esra. Since he married the ketana first, mimanefshach, if you're going to go and tell me that the bia of the ketana is a full-fledged kenuya, so then he did a great job, and even though subsequently he did a bia on the chareshes, that's not going to disturb the ketana. Why? Because like any situation, once you're miyabim, the first yavama, even if that same yavam or another one lives with the second one, big deal. Bayis echad amrachmana v'leishnei batim. He's already married to the first one. So the second one would be an isur and wouldn't go and negatively affect the first yibam. Remember, we're not talking about a choyos over here. We're just talking about two yavamas. So the isur in marrying the second yavama after marrying the first yavama would be because of kivin shel bona bayis echad amrachmana v'leishnei batim. Okay, so therefore the first bia was great. The second one that comes on the scene is no different than any other time that a person is miyabim yavama number one, and either he or the second one is miyabim yavama number two. Get out of here. Why are you being miyabim yavama number two? So, out. V'ilav kenuyin, if you're going to go and tell me that the first yibam together with the first yavama was not kenuyin because she's just a ketana, then nochris ba'almis, and she's tam just a nochris, and therefore there's no reason why he cannot go and marry and be miyabim the chareshes. So what's the reason why it's osir? Says Rashi, because of Igzera, maybe you're going to do it the other way around. He's going to be boiled the chareshes first, and then the bias ketana is going to passel that original bia on the chareshes, because maybe she's kenuyahi totally, and she's going to push her away, because the zika was not resolved since he went and he was miyabim the chalitza, the chareshes first. When you miyabim the chareshes first, she's only a partial kinyan, therefore that didn't take away the full zika. Anyway, we're going to get to that again a little bit later, but in the meantime, our Gemara says that he's osir nesru shtein olav. So ketzit takanosin. So what is the takana? What should we do? Says the Braisa. Chareshes yoytze b'get. Remember, what did he do? He went and married both of them. He was miyabim both, or he was miyabim the ketana, and a brother went and was miyabim the chareshes. So chareshes yoytze b'get. The yibam of the chareshes was effective. It might have been a bia psula, but whatever it was effective. She'll get a get now, and that get will remove now that yibam, the bia that was performed with the chareshes. Uktana tamdan shetag d'vatachleit. And as far as the ketana is going to be concerned, let's just wait until she becomes older, and we're going to do a chalitza at that time. If you remember, that was the eitzah that Rav Chisda gave, Rav Chisda Omer Rav, koines hachareshes ha-maitzia beget, ketana tamtan shetag b'tachlet. So here our Gemara saying is that if he was bo yov mal ketana first, and then ala chareshes, or the second one when the chareshes, what you should do is chareshes gets a get, and let's wait for the ketana to have chalitza when she becomes a gdol. So explain Zimbar. Iyamas bishloim chareshes kenuya umishuyeres. Ketana kenuya v'ena kenuya. If you're going to go and learn like Rav Chisda explained in Rav, that chareshes has a partial kinyan. A ketana is a suffix. Maybe she's totally kinyan. Maybe she's not koni at all. And you're going to say v'rabbanan hi. Rabbanan means, and not Reb Nechemya that we had before the Gabi Pia Psula. That's why the Braisa gives an Eitzah. Let's wait until she becomes a Gdoila, and she'll have a Chalitza then. Why? The Dilma Kodim Uboil Chareshes Bereisha. Because as we said a moment ago, when he was Bo Yovam Alaktana first, that was a perfect Yibam. What he did was a good act. The problem only is, why did the Gemara say Shtei Nesru Olav? Because of this Gezeira. The gzeira is that if you're going to allow for being bought yovam alektana first, and then after that he was bought alachareshes, maybe next time he's going to be bought alachareshes first, v'havyalei, and then after that when he's going to live with the ktana, that living with the ktana might be a ktana, will be a psula. Why is it be a psula? Because since the chareshes is konuya umishuyeres, so then what happens now is there is already one yibum that has taken place through the chareshes. It's true, it's only a partial yibum, but it is a partial yibum. And therefore it's a partial yibum, so there's been a partial bias that has been built. Now if he's going to be bought al-haktana, he wants to go and build a second bias. Bias echadam rachmana v'loy shnei batim. And therefore that bia will be a psula. That bia psula will not accomplish anything in terms of being able to remove the zika. So that's why the Braisa gives this Eitza like we had, that Charesh Yoitz v'get, Uktana Tamtanat Shetagdil. Don't go and say that let's go and do anything else, because like the Gemara said, if you hold Charesh as Knuy Mishieres, Ketana Knuy V'eini Knuya, Mishem Hochi Tamtanat Shetagdil V'tachloit. This all makes sense, because otherwise I'm worried that Dilma Kodum boil Chareshes Bereshah. Next time he'll go and be boil the Chareshes first, and then the Bias Ketano will be a Psula. Eli Amris, if you're going to go and tell me like the Morris said until now, Nehemia, that this price goes according to Nehemia, Ha'omer Bia Psula Patra. So then you wouldn't make such a Gzeira, or to the case of perhaps next time they're going to allow for a Be'ila of the Chareshes first, and then the bia that will follow that, you're going to say it's a bia psula. Who cares that it's a bia psula? According to Nehemiah, bia psula is an effective bia. Elamai, since we have this gezeira, and we said that we have to wait for the ktana tamtana shetagdil v'tachloit, is the chasimin, alishmamino rabbonin, ishmamino is the chasimin, that the price goes according to rabbonin, and not according to Nehemiah. And if it goes according to rabbonin, not according to Nehemiah, we have to stick with the svara of Rav Chisda, Aliba de Rav, that the reason why you're able to go and accomplish what we're set out to do, that if he was bo yomim laktana, because of bala chareshes, the reason why nesu shtei and olav is because this is the chareshes is kenuya umeshuyeres, and vis-a-vis the ktana is kenuya the eina kenuya. So we have now a successful raya to Rav Chisda from the sefer of this brisa, the sefer which, remember, is not talking about the achoyois case, but it's talking about one man that was married both to a ktana and to chareshes and passed away. Omer Ravashi, Mareisha Nami Shmamina Drabanan Hi. I could bring you another raya from the Reisha that it must be Rabbanan and not Reb Nehemia. And therefore, we see that Rav Chisda is right, that the kinyan of the Chareshes was Kenuya Umishuyeres, and the kinyan of the Ktana was a Kenuya V'ena Kenuya. Diktani, let's go back to the Reisha of the Braisa. In Baal HaChareshes, Noisen Lo Get V'Hutra. V'loiktani in Baal HaKtana, Noisen Lo Get V'Hutra. What does the Gemara mean? If you go back to the beginning of the Braisa, the beginning of the Braisa was about 7-8 lines in, where you have the Aleph in the parentheses of the Bach. Go to the top of the Amid, go down 7-8 lines, you see the Aleph. The San Yishnei Achen Nisun Shtei Achoyes Yisoymois. One was a Ktana, one was a Chareshes. Two brothers married to two sisters. One sister was a Ktana, one was a Chareshes. So the first case was Meis Balash Oktana Chareshes Yoytze V'Get Oktana Tamtana Chetagdu V'Tachlit. That was the case in the Meis Balash Oktana. The second case was Meis Balash Chareshes Ktana Yoytze V'Get V'Chareshes Asur Li'Oilam. But what do you do? Chareshes Asur Li'Oilam. The Chareshes is going to be stuck forever. Said the price, there is an Eitza B'Issur. You're not allowed to do this L'Chadchila. But B'Diyavin in Bala Chareshes Noisen Loget V'Hotra. And the Gemara went through a cheshbon how that works. So now Rav Ashi says, why does the Braisa only say V'Imbala Chareshes Noisen Loget V'Hotra? Why didn't we say that in the first case? What was the first case? When Mesa Balish Oktana, go back 3-4 lines, when the Balish Oktana passed away, it says, Haresh is Yoitze Beget, Oktana Tamten Echetagda Vatachleitz. Why do we say that the Oktana has to wait until she becomes a Gdoila, which could take, of course, a few years? Why don't we go and say the same thing? The Imbo Al Haktana. Just like we said, by the Imbo Al Haresh is Noisel Get Vatra. Why don't we go and say, in Bo'alaktana, noisin lo get v'hutra. Yes, give a get to the Ktana, and then she'll be mutter. Back to the Gemara, here down on the bottom. Sinochmo. Omer Ravashi Meiresha Nami Shmamina. 5 lines from the bottom of the Yomit. I have a ride of Bonani. Diktoni in Bo'alachareshes, noisin lo get v'hutra. That's what we had in case number 2. V'loiktoni, why don't we have in case number 1? If the Baal Haktana, the brother that was married to the Ktana, passes away, why don't we say over there too, Imbo Haktana, Noisin Loget Vahutra? The reason why we don't say that is because if he was Baal Haktana, that would be a Biopsula. Why would it be a Biopsula? Because he's already married to the Chareshes. And the Chareshes is a Kinyan, it's a full-fledged Kinyan, but it's a Kenuya Umeshuyeres. It's a Kenyan to 50%. And therefore, if he's going to go and marry the Ktana, that's an Isur. He's not allowed to go and marry because that's now a partial Achois Ishtoi. Why is it a partial Achois Ishtoi? Because remember, talking the ratio with the two Achois, he's married a 50% to the Chareshes, his Kenuya Mishieres, and therefore he cannot marry the Ktana, because that would be a case of Bia Psula. Zokti Yomara, oh! That's the reason why the Gemara doesn't give that eight, and the Braisa doesn't give that eight. So Gemara, imishim holoi iria. That is really not a conclusive raya, says the Gemara. You know why? The reason why by Chareshes, the Braisa said, imbo ala Chareshes. Remember, he was not allowed to go and marry the Chareshes because he might have been over the Isra of Achois Ishtoi. But if he did it, it works. No, he's going to get Vahutra. But the guy with the case of the Ktana, says the Gemara, I don't need to come on to that. It's only in that second case where we said Chareshes Asurali Oilam, the Chareshes is going to be awesome forever. So therefore the Braisa says, no, Ichaban Aitze B'dievet. Not that I'm Chas V'Shalom recommending it, but if Bo Al Ha Chareshes, give a get, and now she'll be Hutrali Oilam. Zoktimar imishim holy area. Chareshes is the lesla takanta de hetera ketoni takanta de isura. The Braisa goes the next step, even though normally the Braisa wouldn't go and tell you about eitzois b'diavad, which are isur, but because of the chomer ha'inyan that we have a Chareshes who's going to be stuck forever, the Gemara tells us. By the way, if b'diavad the person were ba'al Chareshes, which he shouldn't, but if he did, we have a heter. Abiktana the Islatakanta de Teira. By the Ktana it worked out very nicely at the top of the Braisa. What did we say? That Mace Balish Oktana Chareshes Yoitzin Beget, Uktana Tamtana Chitagdu, Betachlet. Okay, we might have to wait 3 or 4 or 5 years, but eventually there will be 8 takana. Leitani Takanta di Surah, therefore we're not gonna say, oh, I have another Eitza, the Bidiyevet. If he's going to be over the Isser of marrying the Ktana now, then we'll also be able to get out of this quandary. We don't want to give Eitzes li Isser. In the case of the Chareshes, the Braisa felt, I don't really want to give the Eitza, but if this were to occur, we have a resolution of the Zika vis-a-vis the Chareshes. But by the Ktana, we're not going to even say a word about that, because Chas V'Shalom, we don't want to make any suggestions that involve an Isser. And with this, we've concluded this shtickle, but as you'll see, the Gemara is still going to talk a little bit about it on the Amud Beis, but Baruch Hashem, this Mishnah and the following Mishnayis and Gemaras on the Amud Beis are a little bit less challenging. So let's go on to the next Mishnah. Mishoy yonosu l'shtei yisoymois ketanois. Person was married to 2 ketanois. Both ketanois were married under the auspices of their mother or their older brother, and so therefore they were both dirabbanans. Umeis and Nebuch, this person passed away, and now I have these 2 ketanois over here. What do I do? Ubayov mal rishayna b'chazu ba'al eshniya oishiva achiv al eshniya loy pasal es harishayna. The truth of the matter is, what we should do now is we cannot perform a chalitza because they're both ketanois, but the bia of one of them would pater the other one. And the reason is because they're both of the same geder. Like we learned before, they're both Kenuya ve'ena Kenuya, or even if you're going to learn Fakert, they both happen to be Konui, Kenuya u'mishiyaris, they're both of the same category or variety. So one would pat to the other. This person, for some reason, was, if you will, a machmir. He went and first was meyabim the first, and then he was meyabim the second. Loi pasal, the living together with the second, didn't aser the first one. Why didn't it aser the first one? Says the Rashi et tap, loi pasal is rishonim. Shuri bias and shava, they're exactly the same. They're both katanois. See, rishonim kanuyahi, hari ishtoi, vachreina, bias nus. If you're going to tell me that the first one is kanuya, poifikt, no problem. So then the second one will just be a bias nus. The bias nus in the sense that bias echad amar rachman of aloshnei batim. She had no business having yibam with the yavam, because if you hold kenuyahi, there's no more zika. V'ilav kenuyahi, and if you're going to tell me that the first one was not a kenyan, harishteyan nachriyos etzlei. Both of them, therefore, are nachriyos. I mean, neither of them was married. So therefore, he just went and married two women. He obviously cannot go and be Makayim both of them. He cannot hold on to both of them, points out Rashi, because if you hold Kenuya, then it's Bayis Echad Amar Rachman of Loishnei Batim. But the second one doesn't passel the first one, just like in any case of Yibam, where if the Yavam were to be Miyabim, wife number one, and then he is Miyabim the Tzara, that doesn't passel the Rishayna. The second one just got to leave the scene, because Bayis Echad Veloishnei Batim. The Chaim Beis Charosh is the exact same din. Again, they're both the same category. So, if you did a bia on one, and then you did a bia on the second one doesn't passel the Rishayna. Now, what happens if you have Ketana v'Chareshes? Oh, the person who passed away left over a Ketana v'Chareshes. He was married to two Yisayimis. We're not talking about a Choyos over here. It was one individual who was married to both a Chareshes and a Ketana, and he passed away. So, by Yavam alektana, if the Yavam went and lived at the Ketana, v'chazu balachareshes, oishim ba'ochi balachareshes, pasal the sektana, that does pasal the Ketana. Now, why does it pasal the Ketana? If the Ketana was fully knuya, l'chore, this shouldn't be a problem. But this is, again, the gzeira that we spoke about before, because maybe next time they're going to be bo alachareshes. And that's the next case, but Yovan Achareshes v'chozu ubal aktana, oishi ba'ochev al aktana, pasal es achareshes. That pasal the achareshes. Why does it pasal the achareshes? Because the achareshes is kinyan, is only a kinyan mishuya. The living with aktana, that's considered to be, if you hold, it's knuya, it's 100%, and that 100% is now going to cause the first achareshes, who was only 50%, he's now going to be over on the iser of marrying of two batim. And therefore, that's going to pasal as a chareshes. Why does it pasal chareshes? Because to the extent that the kedushin of the ketana was 100%, it was kenuya in ganzen, then he has no business living with the chareshes. Bayis echad, beloishnei batim. So therefore, we're going to, not only in this case, this is a real case, but even the earlier case of bo yavon aktana because of bala chareshes, even though there, the kinyan of the ketana should have been 100%. He shouldn't have to go. He shouldn't pasel. But because in the second case of Boyovan al Chareshes, the chozu balaktana, the ketana does pasel the chareshes, because the ketana may have been a knuya totally. So if that's that, we made a gzera. That's how Rashi explains. That's why in the first case we say pasel the ketana.
How do you fit it in if you say mishayeres?
Yes.
The opposite.
I'm sorry. What's your question?
The other side of it, if it was Mishayeris.
You're saying that the Ketana was Mishayeris.
Right.
And the Chareshes was Kenuya v'ena Kenuya.
Right.
Okay, so then in the first case, we would not pasel es Ketana. Why wouldn't we pasel the Ketana? Because the Yibam on the Ketana was Bayovim al Ketana. He went and you're saying in this case, it would be a Mishayeris case. If it's Mishayera's case, he's already married her. Now he goes and marries the Chareshes subsequently. By marrying the Chareshes, that would be a Bia Psula, because he's already married to the Ketana partially, and therefore Bayis Echav Loishnei Batim, and that would then depend on the Machloikis between Rav Nechemia and the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan that hold that the Bia of a Chareshes is a Bia Psula, then he hasn't accomplished anything. Okay, and that was one of the rais that the Gemara brought on the Amud Aleph, whether you hold like the Rabbanan or like the Nechemia. Getting on to the next case, if you have Pikachas v'Chareshes, what happens if one was a Pikachas and one was a Chareshes, and the husband passed away? So the Pikachas, of course, was a Kedushin d'Araisa. The Chareshes was a Kinyan d'Rabbanan. But Yovam ala Pikachas v'Chozu uba ala Chareshes, if he first was Miyabim the Pikachas and then the Chareshes, or Shibu Achav ala Chareshes, like Pasal Esa Pikachas. The second marriage, the second Yibam on the Chareshes was totally meaningless, because since he went and did Yibam on the Pikachas, it's like any time that you do a Yibam with a full-fledged Yivama, that the follow-up Yibam is nothing. It's a Baisecha V'loshnei Ba'atim, and therefore, get her out of here. She doesn't upset the Pikachas. He had no business marrying, and the Yavam had no business marrying the Chareshes. What about the other way around? But Yavam ala Chareshes, v'chozru ba ala Pikachas. Or Yishba ochev ala Pikachas. Then pasul es a Chareshes. That does pasul the Chareshes, because the Kinyan of the Pikachas was a full-fledged Kinyan, and that removed the Zika, so he had no business being married to the Chareshes. Ba yisecher v'lo yishnei batzer. And now we have virtually the same case. Instead of talking about a Pikachas mit a Chareshes, we're going to talk about a Gdoyle mit a Ktana. And therefore, bo yovam ala gdoyla v'chozer bo ala ktana, o yishibo ochev ala ktana leipasol es gdoyla. Again, for the same reason as we said before, once you do yibam on the gdoyla, that's a full-fledged yibam, 100%. There's no business, neither yovam should have any reason to go and be bo al haktana, because the ktana is now free to go, the zika has been removed, but he or the other Yavam did go and live with the Ktana. The Apostle said, Gdoyla, it doesn't affect the relationship with the Gdoyla. The Gdoyla was a full-fledged Yibam. It's a Givaldik. As far as the Ktana is concerned, the person was over the Isser of Ba'yisecha V'loishnei Batim. He should try to remove her as soon as possible. But it doesn't pass the Gdoyla. Now what happens if it's the other way around? But Yavam ala Ktana, u'chozer u'bo al ha'gdoyla, u'shibo ochev la'gdoyla, pasul the Ktana. Which again is consistent with what we said a moment ago by the Pikachas and the Chareshes, that if he was Bo ala Chareshes first, and then then he went to the Bo Achav lak Pikachas, Pasas Chareshes, it rejects the Chareshes. Here too, the subsequent Yibam on the Gedoyla is going to pass the Ktana. Because the Ktana's Kinyan was only Kenuya ve'ena Kenuya. She might have not been Konui at all. So now that we go and do the Kinyan with the Gdoyla, that was certainly a good Kinyan. And since both of them came from the same Bayis, Bayis Echor and Rachman of Elishnei Batim, the Gdoyla was 100% Diaraisa Dika Yibam. The one of Ktana was at best a Kinyan Midrabanan. So the Araisa pushes that away by Yisecha V'lishnei Batim, Pasul the Ktana. However, in this final case, we come up with Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar says, you know what? Melamdin haktana shetimayin boy. So that we don't have this quandary, since we're talking about a Ktana, we can go and teach the Ktana to go and do Miyun. Therefore, she will leave the scene, and all you'll have left is the Gdoyla, and then you won't have any problem with the Ktana. That's going to be oike the nisuan limafreya, and then he'll go and he has the yibum with the gdoyla, then everything's going to work out. Now, in this final case, do we follow Reb Elazar's advice? Mulamdan ktana shetimayin boy, says the Gemara Omer Vina Mishmul. Yes, halacha k'Reb Elazar, we paskin like Reb Elazar, then mulamdan shetimayin boy. V'chein Omer Reb Elazar halacha k'Reb Elazar. Now that sounds on the face a little bit difficult. It sounds like Reb Elazar is adopting his own sheet, and he says, paskin like me, but as Barry is telling us, the first Reb Elazar
is saying the halacha is like Reb Elazar ben Shmuel the Tana.
Exactly, and that's exactly what Rashi says. So whenever you go through Shas, and you're wondering, what is the father name of Reb Elazar, just remember that it's a Rashi here on Kuf Yud Aleph in Yevamos. If you can't remember that, it's also Rashi, I believe, on Daf Chof in Masechta Shabbos, atop Rashi, on the Amud Beis, that what? Look at the Rashi, Utsricha Lishmul, Reb Elazar ben Pedos, B'chein Om Reb Elazar, the first Rashi after the Mishnah, Gmar B'chein Om Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar ben Pedos the Amboira, he says, Allah Reb Elazar the Masnis, and Reb Elazar ben Shmuel. So these are two separate Reb Elazars. Reb Elazar ben Shmuel, you'll recall, was one of the five Talmidim that remained after the 24,000 Nebuch died during the period of the Svira. He was one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, and then he himself, Reb Elazar ben Shmuel, unfortunately was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus that we're unfortunately going to read about shortly on Tisha B'Av. Hopefully it'll be Nepach, L'Sosin, L'Simcha, But it's possible we'll still say that, just like we say it on Yom Kippur. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So Reb Elazar passing like this, Reb Elazar, that we should go and teach him Lemayim. So it's more Tzricha. Now the Tzricha that we're saying about is the fact that both over here were paskening like Reb Elazar, the Melamdim HaKatana Shetimayin Boy. But you remember that we had earlier on Daf Kuftes, we had a three-way Machloikis, which between Reb Elazar and Reb Gamliel and the third Tana. Who was the third Tana back in Kuftes Amid Aleph? We started off Reb Yeshua, thank you. So if you go back to Kuftes Amid Aleph, we have there in the Mishnah the same type of situation. The setup over there was different. There you had a Gdoilu Uktana, Meis Balish Uktana, Tates, and there we had two brothers marrying to two sisters. One was married to Gdoila, one was married to Uktana. The Balish Shel Gdoila passed away, and now, since the Balish Gdoila passed away, the Gdoila felt Liyibam to the husband that was, to the brother that was married to the Ktana. He could no longer live with his own wife, because that was Achoy Ziku Kosai. He could not be Miyabim the Gdoila, because that would be Achoy Ishtoi. And that's why the Mishnah said Rabbi Yeshua, Oy loyal Ishtoi, Oy loyal Eishes Ochem Nebuch. He's stuck between a rock and a hard place. So what did Reb Elazar say? Malam Nesektanish into Moyen Boy. And we said in the Gemara, and we pass him like that, Reb Elazar. Says, Okti Gemara, why do we have to go and repeat ourselves and say that we both paskin like Reb Elazar in that earlier Mishnah on Kuftes, and that we paskin like Reb Elazar in this Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph? So Timur Tzrichet, Iyat Mabaha Kamaisa, only going to paskin in the first Mishnah, Bahachka Mishmol Aloch Reb Elazar, then we paskin like Reb Elazar, Mishim Dolei Kiyam Mitzvah Yibam. We want there to be a mitzvah of a Kiyam of the mitzvah of Yibam, but and that's the reason why we say, according to Reb Elazar, Timayin Boy, have the Ktana make a miyun. She will now leave the scene. Now it's totally transparent. She's no longer around. And now the Yavam, who was previously married to the Ktana, and now is not married to anybody, will be able to go and marry the Gdoila, and therefore be able to make the mitzvah of Yibum. That's why we pass on like Reb Elazar. Avu Baha, in our case, the Kayim mitzvah Yibum, here he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam. How was he Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam? Like it says in the Mishnah, Ba'yavam al haktane v'chazu ubo al hagdoila. So Memanev Shach, the Yibam was accomplished, not by the Ktana, it was accomplished by the Gdoila. Even if you hold that the Ktana was Kinuya, but it's only Kinuya midrabana, the Gdoila is Kinuya min ha-toira. So therefore that Gdoila Yibam was certainly effective. So we had a Kiyam of the Mitzvah of Yibam. So Emet Ravayu Lifka begets. I would say, you know what? Since he is married to both, or he's married to one, and the Yavam is married to the other, and you can't go and be married to both of them, so you know what? Let's just go and give a get to both of them. Instead of saying, to Mayan boy, go and give a get to both of them. Another way, I have another Eitzah, and I have the full mitzvah, Kiyam of Yibam. V'yashmin b'ha, if I'd only say it over here, Mishim digdoyle ram yekamei, because the Gdoila is a full-fledged Zika that he wants to go and be Miyabim. Avot Idach Loi, but over there, not. Therefore, Tzricha. Therefore, that's the reason why. What's the reason why over there the Gdoila was not Ram Yekamei? Because over there, he was married to the Ktana. Since he was married to the Ktana, then the Gdoila, there's an Isser Achois Isha. Isser Taka Midrabanan. But as a result of that, Isser Achois Isha Midrabanan, I would say maybe there's no loy ram yekamei. Don't teach the ktana to do anything. Just wait until she becomes a gdoila, and then automatically the yibam of the gdoila will be unnecessary, and we will reject her. So I would think maybe we don't bother with the miyun. Just wait until the ktana gets older. Tzricha, that's why you have to have both halachas, both here and there, that we paskin in both cases like Reb Elazar and Reb Elazar shem lamdin esektana lemayim. Next Mishnah. Yavam Katan. These are this Mishnah and the follow-up Gemara already, Baruch Hashem, a little bit simpler. Zokti Gemara, Zokti Mishnah, Yavam Katan, Shebali Yavam Ktana. You have a Katan that lives together with Yavama. They are on the same level, says the Mishnah, Yigadlu Zeim Zeh. let them both grow up together, and then ultimately he'll become a bar mitzvah, she'll be a bas mitzvah, and therefore the yibam will no longer be just a drabanan dik, it'll be a deraisa, and everything is great. If he wants to go and give her a get, says Rashi, he cannot give a get at this time because he happens to be a cotton, and a cotton doesn't have enough maturity. Lav b'nei dayaninu, he cannot get a ktana. You can give a get to because you can be megarish as a isha bal korcha min hatoyra. However, if the yovam happens to be a cotton, he cannot give a get. So just wait until they become both gedolim. Either they will still want each other and they'll continue their married life, or if they wish to sever their ties, the cotton, who is now a gadol, can give a get at that time. Now, bo al yavam gedolah, what happens if you have a cotton that was miyavim a yavam gedolah, tigadlenu, just wait until he becomes older, he'll become a gadol, and then that yibam will be a real full-fledged yibam d'araisa. And once again, if he's not happy, then he can always give a get at that time. You have a yavam and a yavama, and now we're assuming they are both gedolim, a gadol mit a gedolah, a normal, regular case of yibam, and the yavam welcomed the yavama into his home and said, "Come on in. We're going to have a full-fledged bia and yibam, and that will take away the zika." For some reason, for the first 30 days, he didn't do bia. And the yavama comes to Bezin after, or within the 30 days, and she says, "Loi nevalti." He still hasn't done bia. And therefore, make up your mind, either yibam or chalitza. Apparently, he's not interested in pursuing the yibam. If he wanted to, nugizin died. But if he's not, then koifan oisashi achlitzla. We're going to go and force him to go and do chalitza because we don't want her to be stuck in limbo like an aguna. So, koifan oisashi will force him. However, the achish loishim yim, if 30 days have passed, the mevakshin himenu shiachlitzla. Then we're not koifa, we're only mevakish. What's the reason why koifin and why over here is mevakish? So the Gemara explains, and Rashi already quotes this at this time, because the Chachamim knew human nature, and they say that up to 30 days a person can conquer his yetzer hara. I don't know that it's yetzer hara, his yetzer to go and live together with the Yavama. So up to 30 days, a person can hold himself back. But after 30 days, it's not normal for a person to go and continue to hold himself back. So therefore, within the 30 days, we believe her when she says that he never did yibam. And then we say to him, "No, it's yimor chalitza, but you can't keep this woman in limbo." So koifin I say. But after 30 days, we don't believe her automatically when she says that the yavam was not miyavim. It's hard to believe that 30 days went by and he still didn't do bia. And therefore, we're not koifin oisai, but we say to mevakshin and menishiach litzla, if you don't want to stick around with her, then give chalitza. And of course, to the extent that they may have had yibam, you'd also have to give a get. Ubizmanshu moide, what happens if he said, "No, she's right. I didn't do yibam yet. I haven't been feeling well. I'm not in the mood." Whatever it happens to be. Even if it's 12 months that have passed, if he says she's right, "I never did yibam," then koifan oisai she achlitzla. No. So then koifan oisai, we force him to do the chalitza. And similarly, hanideris hanoa meyivama b'chayi bala. You have a brother-in-law and sister-in-law who did not see eye to eye. And therefore, when she was still married to her husband, she said to her Yavam, at that time he wasn't the Yavam, he was just the brother-in-law, the brother of her husband, she said to him, "Mister, I don't want you coming any more times for Kiddush. I don't want you coming any more times for meals. I can't stand you." She made a neder not to have a noah from him, or he shouldn't have a noah from her, because they are at total loggerheads. And then Loyolenu, her husband passed away, and she says, "Now, I'm menuder hanoah. I can't go and take yibam because of the fact that I was menuder hanoah." So koifan oisai shiach litzla. We can go and force him to go and give a chalitza. In other words, what can we? The neder is a binding neder. So koifan oisai shiach litzla. We go and force him. However, if she made this neder post mortem after her husband passed away, and she says, I can't stand my yavam. Then we don't go and force him, we only mavakish. Meaning, because what business did she have making such a neder after her husband passed away? She should have waited until she gets the chalitza. By doing this neder, this is considered to be, if you will, somewhat improper, and therefore we're not going to force the yavam, but mavakshim imena, we ask him nicely, please go and give her chalitza to end this problem. What happens if, when her husband was still alive, maybe he was unfortunately very sick, and she said to her brother-in-law, forget about it, I will never live with you, I am neider, I'm not against you. So if she made in this if she bekavona didn't want the yibam or chalitza, or didn't want the yibam, and that's the reason why she made this neder even when her husband was still alive, so therefore, since that was the kavona against hilchos yibam, so we can't go and be koyven oisai shiachlitza, the mavakshin imenu shiachlitza, we're going to ask him nicely, please give her a chalitza. The second part of the Mishnah Mitzvah we'll focus on tomorrow. We're going to focus now this morning on the first part. What did it say in the first part of the Mishnah? That a katan who is miyabim ektana, it was an effective yibam dirabanan, and yigadlu zem zem, we'll just wait until both of them get older, bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, and then it will be updated and upgraded to a yibam diraisa. So if you want to lay masis dole kermeir, the Mishnah doesn't go into kermeir. We've had this remeir in the past. Remember, remeir is always chayish Lemiyuta. The sign you cotton ktana lechotz v'lemisyabim. Divrei Rameir says Rameir they should not have yibum or chalitza. Now a cotton ktana cannot have chalitza. That we have the Mishnah daf kuvdalid amid beis. Why can't they have yibum? That's the famous Rameir that's concerned that maybe he is a soris, maybe she is an islandess. Even though the possibility and the likelihood of his being a soris and she being an islandess is very small, but Rameir is chayish lemiyuta. And the fact that our Mishnah says that the cotton and the ktana can go and do yibam is against Rameir. So she went, no. Afil tim Rameir, kiyam Rameir gdoy lekotten uktana legodoyl. The chad minayu biyadi esuru. When Rameir said that cotton uktana lecholzen, that means if the cotton were to go and be miyabeng a gdoylo, or a ktana would be nesiyabma through a godoyl. Why? Because then it's a biyav iser. What's the Bia of Isser? One of them is a Godel or a Gedoyla. And since there is no din of Yibam by a Soris or an Islandess, because you can't be making the Achiv Shem be Yisrael, so then it just blibes an Isser of Eishes Ach Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah, and that's why Yemei says it's Asser. However, neither of them is a Bar Unshin or a Bar Mitzvah or a Bas Mitzvah. It's a Kotna Ketana, okay. Fine, isn't it? I mean, maybe al tzchinuch, we shouldn't allow it. But if a yavam married the yavama and they're both cotton and ktana, fine, leave it. And maybe Ramei was not even goyzer in such a case. Because even if it's yaw and nish, after all, it's a cotton and ktana, I don't have to be choishish over here. Your soris, your islandess, doesn't make a difference since it's a cotton and ktana anyway. Let's continue on in the Mishnah. If he happens to be a cotton, and he went as miyam the yavam gedoyla, he can stay with her. How can he go and stay with her? Now I do have an bias isur, because maybe he happens to be a soris, and therefore he should not be doing yibam, and therefore it's an eishes ach, possibly shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that chetchila a yavam cotton should go and marry a yavam gedoyla. If it happened, b'diavad, then okay, tigadlanu, let her continue holding on to her yavam cotton until he gets older. Freitimova tigadlanu kamar, t'chol bi ubiya di isuru. Tigadlanu means they'll continue living intimately as husband and wife until he becomes a bar mitzvah. She's not going to live with him. Maybe he's a saris and she's a gedoyla. So she is a bar unchin. It's the chaser. I agree with you. We're going to go back to square one. We don't hold like Rav Meir, and that's the reason why a cotton can be miyabim ektana. I'm not choishish that maybe he is a soris or that she is an islandess. But Frank Dimar, putting aside Rav Meir, let me ask you, stop. Just the fact that he happens to be a katan and she is a ktana, clearly there's no way that they're going to produce a new child because he cannot father a child and she cannot mother a child. They're just too young. So ibazoi, then there is no mitzvah of yibam. Isn't this just a simple case of a eishes achiv shaloi b'mokem mitzvah? Since it says Yavama Yavilen, it doesn't distinguish between how old the Yavim has to be, whether the Yavim is going to be 5 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, 13 years old, 20 years old, 100 years old, doesn't say. Any type of Yavim, and even a cotton can engage in Yibam except for Remeir. It doesn't make sense. You're telling me that initially the cotton should be also to do yibim. When he gets older, he should be mutter to do yibim. Did we ever find a case that hashta asirale, and then later on it will be mutter? That any yavam that I cannot say at the moment of nefila, the Yavam Yavileh, he's allowed to go and marry, then, even though subsequently he's allowed to go and marry, it's like an Eishel Sheyesh Lebonim. In other words, let's say, at the time of Nefila, there was a child. Since there was a child, then there's no din of Yibam or Chalitza, there's no Zika. What happens if 5 minutes later the child passes away? Then, now maybe there's a din of Yibam or Chalitza. No. Call Yavam Yishin Yikoyrubay at the time of Nefila. If there's no mitzvah of Yavam Yavileh, it's Eish Achshel Shabban and Basura. It remains also forever. So Ibazoi, Zokti Gemara, so I cannot say that initially he is Osir and later he'll become Mutter. Because you just said now, that it's Osir forever. So maybe Taka, that should be the din, that a cotton should not be eligible to go and do Yibam at all, because since he won't be able to do it later, he cannot do it now either. Since the Torah says when two brothers live together, and the Pasuk doesn't distinguish between the ages of the brothers, even if the surviving brother is only Ben Yoim Echad, he still has a din of Yibam. He cannot perform the din of Yibam because obviously he's a cotton. So we're going to go and wait until he becomes older. And at that time, even though now he cannot be making the Och of Shame, however, eventually he will be. That's what Rabbi said. You can't say that now he's Osir and later on he'll be Mutter. This kid is Mutter now, meaning that there's no Isser because Yeshua Achim Yachtov, Philip Ben Yom Echad. So therefore, he can go and be Miyabim, and then the Yibim will be effective 100% after Bar Mitzvah. And with this, we conclude the Gemara. I know it's been a bit of a challenge today. Any questions, Rabbi Sai?
Oh, that's what I could say. Wow.
Bruchim to you. Yes, Barry, I see you have a question.
Yeah, and you know, I'll